Helping Hand, weekly feature on HPR each Friday afternoon on HPR One station statewide. Helping Hand strives to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks who are in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about Lanakila Meals on Wheels and how they help folks in the community. And in particular, there's an upcoming Grandparents Day program that's happening that we're going to shine an additional spotlight on, Lanakila Meals on Wheels. Joining us today in the studio, Lynn Moku, who is the director of the program. Aloha, and welcome to HPR.
Thank you. Thank you for having me this morning.
You're quite welcome, and it's such a pleasure to support these efforts, and this is one of those. There are many nonprofits and many organizations that don't get a lot of exposure out there and whose names you don't even know. But there are others whose names you're familiar with to differing degrees. And this is a name that's probably I don't know if it's international, but certainly on a national level. A lot of people know this name, Meals on Wheels. And I've had Meals on Wheels on the program before. The different one. There are so many in the program. How do you guys fit in? And if you can at all try to explain for folks, because I'm sure when they hear all the different names, sometimes drawing some kind of clarification could be useful.
Well, Lanakila Meals on Wheels is the largest provider on Oahu for home-delivered meals. And we provide meals island-wide. So that's a distinction in itself. But we also have two programs. Most people are familiar with our home delivery program. Mm. And this is for seniors who are homebound. They can't get out and about. They really are limited to their own homes. But our other program, which may not be as familiar to people, is our group dining program. Mm. And this is a program where seniors who are more mobile and active are able to meet at a community center or a recreation center and socialize, have a nutritious meal, participate in recreation, excursions, education.
Wow. So it provides a number of things at once for folks who are able and mobile enough to take advantage.
Yes.
And that is how often are these? Because that's great. We'll come back to the more traditional thing. Is that's great. You pointed out the two areas that you guys do, which is delivering meals to people in their homes, and then also this group dining. Let's focus on that for a moment. So, how often does that happen, and where does it happen? And talk a little bit about some of the recreation and socialization, which is invaluable, which comes along with it.
It really is. Well, we provide a nutritional meal to 16 group dining sites across the island. Ho'ula, all the way from Ho'ula to Waimanalo, Kaneohe, and throughout town.
Wow.
And we have almost 600 people in that program.
Benefiting from it, that are eating.
Yes.
Okay, socializing.
Come together for the group dining program. And the program runs Mondays through Fridays for 4 hours, usually between the hours of 8 and noon.
Wow. And it goes five days a week?
Yes, it does.
Every day?
Yes.
And does it cost them something to get this?
No, none of our meals. There is no cost for meals for either the group dining program or home delivery program.
This is outstanding. So 16 sites around city and county of Honolulu, kind of kind of trying to cover the whole island. Is that the...
Exactly.
And these sites, you guys make sure get these. Talk about the delivery of the meals to them and how it exactly works.
Well, Lanakila Kitchen, which is one of our social enterprises, produces about 97% of our meals, and Kahuku Medical Center produces the balance of meals. So they deliver the meals, hot meals, to the group dining sites, and our group dining leaders are there to accept the meals and make sure that participants in our program have that nutritious meal. But along with that meal is the socialization, which is so important, you know, to keep people... Well, first of all, just getting people out of their homes so they have a little bit of exercise. You know, they're not isolated.
gives them a reason. It's like and by having, okay, there's a goal, and that will get the exercise and the socialization and the food, it becomes a lot of different beneficial things in one.
It really is. And every site is different. Our participants are different. We have different age groups. You know, the youngest senior is in their early 60s, but we have people who just celebrate. We have a woman at Mo'ili'ili site that just celebrated her 101st birthday.
Wow.
And she is active. She danced hula at our 75th anniversary celebration. And that activity is so important, too, because we have seniors who do chair exercises because they're not as mobile as someone else. But we also have seniors who are dancing hula or doing Zumba or line dancing. So there's that wide variety of activities, ages, and physical abilities.
Right, and yeah, wide variety of ways to plug yourself in to have both some exercise and some camaraderie. And how accessible, in terms of folks in wheelchairs, are the 16 sites?
All sites are accessible.
All
fully
16.
Accessible, yes. And we have something for everyone. You know, ukulele lessons or arts and crafts. Hula, of course.
And they don't have to pay.
No, they don't. You know, we give our seniors an opportunity to make a donation. But if they cannot make a donation, you know, it never affects their participation in the program.
And the hours again?
From 8 a.m. till noon, Monday through Friday.
8 a.m. to noon at all 16 of these sites. And so activity and meal comes in this little package, basically, and the meal is at lunch. So it's sort of like, forgive me if I have the order wrong, but it's activity first, meal second.
Yes.
And then on the other side of that, or I guess related to that, is, in fact, this Grandparents' Day program.
Yes.
But I guess that extends to home delivery, too. And you'll talk a little bit about that, because that's sort of why we're doing this right around this time of year.
Right. Well, and with our home delivery program, you know, again, these are seniors who are really, you know, they have physical limitations. They're not able to get out to go shopping, or many of them are not able to even prepare their own meals. Many of them live alone. If they have family may be working during the day, so they visit at night and bring usually a fast food menu, you know, a meal for them. Our meals are all nutritious, low sodium, low fat, a healthy meal. And, you know, I'm going to just mention that's really important because so many of our seniors have multiple chronic diseases.
And they need very special nutrition. And without it, the disease can progress. Yeah, I know.
That's right.
I know all about it.
That's right. And you mentioned Grandparents' Day. So whether you're a young grandparent in your 60s or an older grandparent, you know, our culture in Hawaii is such that, you know, we do pay attention to our seniors. And we're really fortunate. A lot of the grade schools, certainly during the holidays and throughout the year, whether it's Valentine's Day, the children prepare, they create their own greeting cards for our seniors.
Oh.
Sometimes they make little favors or whatever that we can tuck inside their meal delivery.
It's very meaningful.
It really is. And the kids love it. You know, it's a great project for grade school kids and a way to really show our seniors that somebody cares.
Right. That there are people who can, they don't even know, who are putting together some artistic way of giving them, you know, a high five. And a hello. No, I get it completely. And that's a cool lesson for the kids to be doing that in a way. That helps to teach that. You said we're lucky here. We really are, because not every place. There's a lot of, it's a big world, and there's a lot of ups and downs and greatness and sadness everywhere. But there, that is an area that people here who are older are fortunate in. And perhaps it's the local culture, and perhaps it's being on an island. Perhaps there are many factors that go into it, but it is different. And programs like this are not as plentiful. in other communities necessarily. So you're right. It's a nice way to look at it, to be grateful for it.
Right. And sometimes this simple gesture of making a greeting card is the first time a child is introduced to something like a Meals on Wheels program. Although many of the children, their own grandparents are in the program.
Participants.
Yes. So they may know about the program, but here's another way for them to really be exposed. And
it's a seed.
It is. Because we want children to understand the importance of community and giving back. And certainly, it may not seem like a lot, but
it is. It's a huge thing to do at that point in their life, actually. I mean, I don't think you can realize the ramifications until you're older and you realize, wow, imagine if somebody had done that to me. Imagine if I had been exposed to that at that point, you know, the way that can affect your path.
You know, and we've talked to seniors, and some of them still have the cards that they received
right.
last year, so they hold on to that.
No, it's a huge, because how many things do they get? I mean, you know, they're not getting a whole lot of stuff.
That's right.
And that's cool. There's a, before we talk about ways that folks can help you guys out, what is any reason in particular that you're so passionate to do this?
I've worked with people with disabilities and seniors for about 20 years now. But when I talk to somebody on the phone or in person, and I'm really able to make that very close connection with people, and I can hear how important even just one meal a day is, and when I hear how grateful they are, how truly thankful and grateful they are, it's very easy for them to describe how important the food is to them. And we take that for granted.
Oh, we totally do. And the visit that comes along.
Yes.
How many, you know, I mean, the visit, the human person.
Right.
You know, that's a redundancy. The human, you know, the interaction with a living creature that cares about you for any moment in time during a day that may not have a single other visitor.
You know, you're so right about that, because this is sometimes our volunteers who deliver the meals, or when we're talking to them, even if it's a phone call, is the only time they're talking to someone during the day.
Yeah.
They're alone. Homebound people are alone, most likely. No connection to outsiders. You know, many of our ladies will be sitting there in a chair waiting for that volunteer to knock on the door so that they can see. And just even if it's just a few moments to talk. And
that's probably, you know, in some cases, even the, you know, maybe even more important than the food.
And that's what they tell us, just to be able to have that connection with somebody who cares.
Anything else about the Grandparents Day program that we should highlight or touch on that you want to give any extra visibility to that?
Just that, you know, if you have children, you know, and let them know about this, you know, there's a way that they can help. They can make a greeting card
for this thing,
for this Grandparents Day program.
And how would they get it to you guys?
They can just mail it to us or deliver it to us.
So when we give the contact information for you, and I don't mean to cut you off. So when we say the contact info, people can take advantage of making a card and find the mailing address there on the website.
Yes.
And what else? And other ways. So that's a great inspiration for folks who are out there. They can participate for the Grandparents Day. I'm looking for other ways folks could participate, or other things that you want people, if there are other ways to participate, or other things that you need help for in particular about this Grandparents Day.
Well, I think something that is really important, and you may not have even thought of this, but if you have a grandparent who may need food and lunch, because there are many seniors that don't have this healthy meal during the day.
Mm.
Whether it's your grandparent, you know, you're an adult, or your children, let your grandparents know that this program is available to all seniors age 60 and older.
And the home delivered meal part, just some of the particulars, that is served at lunch or dinner. What's the time frame on that?
It's
Varies?
You know, the meal is served between, let's just say, 9 and 2. So it's really a lunch.
Got it.
It's a lunch meal.
Sure. No, that's a good time for it to come, technically. I mean, if you're going to have one healthy, solid meal during the day, that's a good place to have it.
But we also have, we have hot meals and frozen meals. And the frozen meals can be, enjoyed any time of the day.
Meaning that a senior would say, I'd rather have it frozen than fresh prepared.
And a lot of our seniors do prefer that. You know, they, when we make that delivery during the week, they receive 5 complete meals. And they can heat
up
that
one
meal.
Okay, so people who get it frozen get one visit per week? Or how many visits per week do people
frozen frozen meals are delivered once a week, so they receive 5 complete meals, mm-hmm. and they can enjoy that meal any time of the day that they
that's
like,
fantastic.
And that's the benefit also of a frozen meal.
Convenience for them,
it really is.
No, I get that, because that's a big thing. Because sometimes people have a physical therapist that comes at a certain day, or another nurse that comes at a certain day, or a doctor's appointment, or another reason, or they don't want to get up at that hour. I get it. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people will very much appreciate a service, but sometimes when it's coming, it may not really be convenient for a really good reason into their life. So I like that we expose that part of it. How often can people participating in the homebound service get the hot meal delivered?
Hot meal is Monday through Friday.
Five days a week.
Our frozen meals are delivered 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And then when they come, it'll just be 5 delivered at that time.
But
the delivery range goes from Monday through Saturday.
Yes.
I get it. And then the hot meal is just Monday through Friday. And it's also based on the entire island in terms of availability?
Yes.
And neither program has any requirements other than what are the requirements to get in?
They do have to be eligible to participate in the programs, age 60 and older. Many of them are living at home alone. They are not able to go shopping to prepare their own meals. They need assistance with activities of daily living. So they have a special need. And they do have to be eligible to be in the program.
Okay.
But they can call us and we can explain all of that to them on the phone.
So anyone who's considering it, or anyone who has a person in their life they'd like to realize the enormous beneficial aspect of both the group dining, that's how it's called,
yes.
That's how you refer to it, and the home delivery. They call, you can get them in touch, and then you guys will do some sort of screening, basically. But it sounds like the right folks would be eligible for this for sure. Income requirements or eligibility?
No,
none. That's a good thing,
no
too.
No income requirements.
Because that's often a very, tough thing. Folks end up, just because somebody lives in a certain house doesn't mean everything's going good in their life.
That's right.
You know, there's a lot of other things. Folks can, and this is just this service, and what you guys do is just in the city and county of Honolulu.
Yes.
Okay. But that doesn't stop people in our statewide audience from being able to help out, because it's inspirational what you're doing. And you pointed out a lot of ways that these visits, really, as what I like to think of them, are really, it's two critical things. Having people come together if you can, but for folks who can't, the visits are really, really something else. Not just the food, but having this decent person show up. What are ways that people can help you guys? What could you use? Could you use more delivery people? Could you use money? Can you use, the floor is yours. How can we make it, make your mission easier?
We're always looking for volunteers. We need shuttle drivers to come to the office, pick up several routes worth of food and take it out to rural areas where our volunteers will congregate, pick up the meals, and deliver it to their seniors on their special routes.
It's like a relay.
It really is. And then we have volunteers who come into the office, pick up meals, and deliver it in town.
What else?
So those shuttle drivers and delivery volunteers are really important. But every day, Monday through Saturday, we're packing meals, getting them ready for the following day. So we can always use people to come into the office and help pack the meals. We have special projects throughout the year. Holidays are going to be here before you know it, and we always need volunteers and goodies, you know, for the holidays. So whether it's your expertise that you can give to us, certainly your time is very valuable, especially in this day and age, and your resources, your financial resources, anything you can do to help.
Where do you guys get funding other than donations?
About 45% of our funding is government funding, state and federal funding. This year, we also got a grant from the city and county of Honolulu. So,
and you're a nonprofit.
We're a nonprofit.
And the government's giving you 45%. That's
right.
So is that just for a guy who doesn't work in the government? And obviously, you know, money has never been my primary motivation in life. That sounds like, innocently, that the government is very generous. That's amazing that our society would even be there for something that to me seems like such a wonderful program. You know, it makes me feel good. I don't want to know if I'm feeling good wrongly. If you think that if that's a normal thing.
You know, just to add to that, the community, individuals, people like you and me, mm-hmm. Corporations, foundations make up the difference.
And that's a big part of it. That's more than half. And without that other half there, it's like the cup half full thing is illustrated so perfectly there because if you didn't have that element, there was no way it could float. It just, to me, is nice to at least, you know, you hear so many, everyone is always so critical about the government and the role that we all, you know, and like we're not here, you know, we're interacting for the same kind of goal that you have with this organization. Ultimately, I believe is our societal goal. So it's nice if there is, you know, at least just from my innocent layman perspective, to hear that there's funding like that for something that I look at as tremendously important, you know, and every state doesn't, as we said before, they don't always, and I'm no expert on the rest of the country, but I can speak to certain states and speak to it well about what is and isn't there. And some of these things aren't there
right.
in some of these places, you know.
You know, and we're constantly reminded that government funding is not going to...
It's not a guarantee.
It's not there.
It's not going to be there. Right.
We're going to lose some of that funding.
And you could lose it in a second.
Yes. At the same time, we have this booming senior population that is growing by leaps and bounds, and there are not enough resources.
Take care of it.
Whether it's meals or bathing services, transportation, case management, there are not enough services to meet the needs of our seniors today, not even taking into consideration this silver tsunami that is headed our way.
Right, as it increases because of the modernization of healthcare
right.
and things that
right.
are perpetuating the lifespan of so many folks.
And government funding has pretty much remained level
mm-hmm.
for many, many years. So, you know, we really are dependent. We're dependent on everyone.
Yeah, and they're not delivering the food either. So.
Right. But as a society, what you said, I agree with you, you know, and this is why we need to educate our children, get them involved.
And to hear something good. I mean, I would love to be a conduit to a kid. You know, you never hear people say, oh, the government is broken in this way. You know, it's nice to at least, you know, hear. I like that. I like to at least have this helping hand segment, have that positive aspect. It makes me feel better. You know, it's inspiring to know that they're supportive of something that's so good.
Yes.
And perhaps when they hear that, they'll be more inclined to make sure, you know, to keep it coming, because it's a good thing for everybody who does. And the same with all the people who deliver. Other ways, other things that I didn't bring up that are important, forgive me if I didn't touch on something really critical to your mission or that you could use. Maybe it's a skill. Anything at all, please feel free to add to it, Lynn.
Well, before I forget, you know, we have our major fundraiser for Meals on Wheels, and it's called The Good Table. It's coming up in October, a very unique event. So whether you're a restaurant that wants to be a part of this event or is someone who's interested in helping us by buying a table at the event, please call us. But we also have social enterprises that I would like to tell you about. Lanaquila Kitchen is fabulous. We have in addition to preparing meals for our Meals on Wheels program. They also provide meals for school lunch programs, daycares, but they have an incredible catering operation also.
Are they hiring certain folks in the community too, or is it?
We are. Within Lanakila Pacific, our kitchen. Our kitchen is staffed by both trainees and employees, but our training program in the kitchen provides training skills for people with disabilities. And yes, the community is hiring them. So when they graduate from the kitchen training program, they're able to get jobs in the community and become more independent.
That's an important thing.
It really is. Whether Meals on Wheels is a program, yes, to prevent hunger, but also to allow people to be independent and living at home as long as possible.
To have that kitchen, though, do that and enable people. It reminds me of Kahumanu Farms out on the Waianae.
Uh-huh.
They do a similar kind of thing.
Right.
But I like that. And ahead of this, I knew that there was some aspect to the kitchen doing a real give back. So when you're supporting your efforts, it's also there's that great thing, which is helping folks who are disabled to get employment.
Right. And maintain their independence.
Yep.
And then the proceeds from the kitchen and our social enterprises comes back to our programs, Lanakila Meals on Wheels.
Oh, I
and
get it.
Our
to help the
teaching
funding.
And learning center, yes. We also have custom products department, and they do silk screening on T-shirts and embroidery, caps, logo items.
So when people need to get stuff like that done for their business, you're saying that they can come to you guys, and by doing it through you, is that the same kind of thing, helping to train disabled folks?
Yes, it is. And again, the proceeds from these social enterprises help support, because we know that we need to be self-sustaining.
Those are really great ways, though, to plug into needs that people, that everyday businesses have. So stuff when people are doing promotional T-shirts or hats or, and on lots of businesses, including, you know, HPR. I mean, a lot of people need to do those sorts of tasks for their business. And so they could turn to Lanakila for that, and that's a great way to give back, to both help you with funding, but also to help people on a real tangible, you know, basis, for an individual basis.
Right. We also have workforce services, which includes building and grounds maintenance. So those social enterprises really support Lanakila Pacific as a whole. And
all three
of
those offer employment opportunities for folks.
Yes, they do.
That's outstanding. That's really cool.
We need to be self-sustaining. That is our goal. You know, government funding, yes, we could always use more. And we also know that that money may not always be there for us.
Sure.
So again, we're back to the community to ask for their support and thank them really, truly, from the bottom of our heart, for their generosity, because without the support that we get from individuals, corporations, foundations, from people like you and me, and without our volunteers, we could never provide the services that we do for our seniors.
That's an impressive operation, all these different ways that you're helping folks out. For folks who want to get in touch with you and consider any number of ways that they could sponsor something that you're doing, or contribute with a skill or a financial contribution, or perhaps there's a lot of different ways that they could volunteer and just take some time. Doesn't even require much skill so much as just time. 808-531-0555.
Yes.
And then lanakilapacific.org. It's a great resource, not only for Meals on Wheels, but these other programs.
Yes.
That we're talking about. And at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, you can find the full interview with Lynn and all the contact information broken out and more about their programs.
One more thing to add.
I'm here for that.
If you're looking for a job, we have some great employment opportunities for people. And if you want to volunteer, you can apply for a job or volunteer work online.
And there's information at the lanakilapacific.org site about the event in October. What do you have the date of that, or what a little bit more about the just at least the name of it so people can go looking for that. The fundraiser that you guys have in
October 2nd. And the information is there on our website right now.
I love that. That's a good thing. And so there's two ways folks can help out. I didn't even really know about Grandparents Day. It's kind of one of these. It's not a, I don't think it's as well known, but again, I'm not from here, so family is not the same in every place. You know, it doesn't have, that's one of the neat things that, like I said, is special and does offer something of a difference here, that's undeniable. Lynn Moku, director of Lana Kila Meals on Wheels, I really appreciate, what you do and, you coming down here today. And thank you so much on behalf of all the folks who are in their houses that maybe you inspired today, and all the folks that you guys take care of and provide that great visit, somebody knocking at the door. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave.